We are in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, the halachas of Bein Hamtzarim. We're up to Sif Dalet, and we'll be doing Sifim Dalet through Zayin. So the Mechaber begins. We had learned the halacha that in the Shavua Shechalba, according to the Mechaber, there's an Isser of Tisporis and Kibbutz. One is not allowed to cut hair or wash clothing. So he says, how long does that last? La'achar hatainis muter l'saper ulechabes miyad. Immediately after the tzom, immediately after Tisha B'Av, one is allowed to cut hair or do laundry. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, certainly according to the Mechaber, basar v'yayin would be mutter. Then he says that there are those who have a minig to go all the way till Shabbos Nachmun. There's actually a machlokas, if there's any basis to that minig, even to the point that we don't know if it may be called a minig tos, and one would not have to respect it altogether. Others say that there is malkum for the minig. Now, all of this is what the Mechaber says here. We will later see that the minhag is to aser immediately after the tainus and into the next day until chatzos anyhow. But this is what the Mechaber says here. Now we go further. Imchal Tisha B'Av b'yom rishon, if Tisha B'Av falls on a Sunday, o b'Shabbos, or it fell on Shabbos, v'nitcha l'achar Shabbos, meaning, if we fast on Sunday, whether it's because Sunday is Tisha B'Av or because Sunday is the day that Tisha B'Av was pushed to, so the halachi is muter b'shtei ha-shabbosos. The Mechaber Hushita is that the Isser of Tisporis v'kibus is only in the Shavua Shechalba. So when is the Shavua Shechalba? When Tisha B'Av is observed on a Sunday. So he says there is no Shavua Shechalba. Bein shekodem atayinis bein shachrov. The week before not, and this week not. There is no Shavua Shechalba. The week before not, because Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. The week after, it's already after Tisha B'Av. V'yesh misha omer shenogu lesser kol Shavua Shelofanov. There's a daya that the week before it is considered Shavua Shechalba. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is not talking about both cases. This is only in the case where Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos and was Nidche. So there you could say that beginning with the Sunday prior to Tisha B'Av, that is the week of Tisha B'Av. It's just that we're not fasting because you don't fast on Shabbos. Whereas if Tisha B'Av actually falls on Sunday, the week before it is definitely not Shavua Shechalba. So the Mechaber is only talking about a case of Tisha B'Av that will end up being a Nidche. Chutz mi b'yom hei v'yom vav. That is, that in such a case where the Shavua Shechalba is being observed l'chumra, there on Yom Hei and Yom Vav l'kavit Shabbos, the Mechaber would be matir tisporis and kibbutz. So remember, this is all the Mechaber's shita, that the Isser of tisporis and kibbutz is only in the Shavua Shechalba. Now further, says the Ramah, v'noigim l'achmer mitchilis rish chodesh linyin kibbutz. The minag Ashkenaz is to be machmir on kibbutz already from Rish Chodesh. So even though the Mishnah only asers in Shavua Shechalba, we aser already from Rish Chodesh Av. Aval tisporis, nogen lachmir miyud zayin betamuz. With regard to haircutting, we refrain already from Shavasar betamuz, because that's when the Puranas started. Why do we not, are we not machmir for kibbutz? Mishnah Berurah says, obviously, because to go for 3 weeks without laundry is already going to be too much. Now, there's an interesting halacha brought down here in the Mishnah Berurah, where he says in the case of someone who is traveling, and if he doesn't do his laundry in the Shavua Shechalba, so he's not going to have clothing for a long time. We're not talking about doing laundry to wear now. We're talking about doing laundry to wear after Tisha B'Av. So generally speaking, we had already learned that doing laundry for after Tisha B'Av is prohibited, just the same as doing laundry for before Tisha B'Av. But in the case of someone who's traveling where he's really going to have no opportunity to do his laundry for a long time, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it is mutter for him to give his laundry to a non-Jew to do. He can give it to a non-Jew to do for him. The question is, what if he cannot get hold of a non-Jew? Can he actually have a Yisrael do the laundry for him? So there, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Bach was matir, but the Magen Avraham asers. So even though the person is traveling, to do his own laundry would not be permissible. Sif Hei, Oser le'ivrios l'chabes bigdei hovet kacham b'shavu hazeh. The same way that it is also to do your own laundry, it is also to do non-Jewish laundry. Now, what is the Isser? So the Mishnah Berurah learns that the Isser is not because of Hesach Adas from Avelis. The Isser of Hesach Adas from Avelis is only when it's something that you could say at least has some element of joy in it. And there is an element of joy when you're doing your laundry. You got it over with and your clothes are clean. Not so when you're doing non-Jewish laundry. The Isser, therefore, is only one of Maris Ayin. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that what happens if it's obvious that this is non-Jewish clothing? These aren't things that a Jew would wear. There one could be makel, because there is no Maris Ayin. Now, in this case, the Lashon of the Mechaber was also Le'ivrios Lechabes Bigdeov Kachavim B'Shavua Ze in this week, referring to Shavua Shechalba. The Ramah didn't say anything. The Ramah, the previous Sif, where the Mechaber had discussed the Yisr of Shavua Shechalba with regard to Spores and Kibbutz, so the Ramah had mentioned that with regard to Kibbutz, we are Machber from Rosh Chodesh Av. Here, he doesn't say anything. So there's a Machlokes Achronim, why it is that the Ramah didn't say anything. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Mashmos really is that the Ramah is holding that even though we are Machmer, the Minig Ashkenaz is the Machmer for Rosh Chodesh, that's only in one's own laundry. But if you're talking about non-Jewish laundry, there one could be Mekel from Rosh Chodesh Av until Shavua Shechalba. So that means from Rosh Chodesh until Shabbos, one is allowed to be Mekel. With regard to that, that is with regard to non-Jewish laundry. Siv Vav, Kalim Chadoshim, new clothing. Bein Levonim, Bein Svuim, whether they are white, whether they're colored, Bein Shal Tzemer, Bein Shal Pishnim, whether they're wool or linen, Osir Lilbosh B'Shabbos Zeh. New clothing are not to be worn this week in Shavua Shechalba. And here, the Ramah says, Va'onu Machmirim Rish Chodesh Ve'elach, that the Minig Ashkenaz is to be Machmir already from Rish Chodesh. So the halacha is that in Shavua Shechalba, according to the Mechaber, or from Rosh Chodesh Av, according to the Ramah, the same way that you're not allowed to launder clothing or wear freshly laundered clothing, you certainly should not be wearing new clothing. Now, with regard to Shabbos, we already saw that freshly laundered clothing would be mutter to wear. The Mishnah Berurah says that a new ksonis, if what you're talking about is like a new shirt, one is allowed to wear on Shabbos. Now, in the case of new clothing, there are really two levels of new clothing. There is clothing that is choshev, where when it's new, you have to make a shechiyanu, and there's clothing that we get a lot more often, and it's not as choshev, and it doesn't get a shechiyanu. Clothing which is choshev, one could not wear new from Shavuos or B'Tammuz, because we'll later see that our minig is to say shechiyanu, is not to say shechiyanu during the entire Bein Amtzarim period from Shavuos or B'Tammuz. So the Mishnah Berurah here brings up the fact that when he was matur wearing when he was wearing something new on Shabbos, that would go along with those who say a shechiyanu on Shabbos. When it's said that you're not to wear something new during Shavuos Shechalba or for Ashkenazim from Rosh Chodesh Av, that's only talking about something that that doesn't require shechiyanu. Because if it would require shechiyanu, the issur would have begun even before that from Shavuos or B'Tammuz. Siv Zayin. Yesh omrim, sha'osr letakein begodim chadoshim umenolim chadoshim b'Shabbos zeh. Some say that it is osr during the Shavua Shechalba to make new clothing or to make new shoes. V'yesh lahachmer b'zemer Rosh Chodesh. Says the Ramah, one should be machmer in this says the Mechaber, one should be machmer in this from Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, even though the Isser of Kibbutz Begodim is only in Shavua Shechalba, according to the Mechaber, this he puts into the halacha of Mamatin Besimcha. We are ready from Rosh Chodesh Av, it's Osir. And the source to it is a Yerushalmi that we're going to see in a later Sif, and where there's something of a remez to this idea already from Rosh Chodesh. Now further, yes, now by the way, this includes weaving. You're not to weave or sew new clothing. So someone should not be sewing new clothing during the 9 days. Now, also, the halacha is that if it's for the sake of a mitzvah, as in the case of someone who is making clothing for a wedding after Tisha B'Av for someone that was not married before, does not have children, the halacha is that it is mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah says that that if it's being done by a non-Jew, the halacha is that even on Tisha B'Av itself, it's allowed to be made. Now, also, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if the Mechaber is saying that you're not allowed to make new shoes, that would mean that you're also not to wear new shoes. Wearing new shoes would also be aser. Further, says the Ramah, Hagav v'hu adin da'aser l'knosam. You should not buy new clothing during the 9 days. So you're not allowed to buy new clothing during the 9 days. Not only aren't you to make them, but you're not to buy them, even though your das is to wear them later. V'chein umen yisrael aser la'sosan la'cherem bein b'schar bein b'chinam. A Jewish craftsman should not be making clothing for other people, whether he's being paid for it or not. V'nagu l'hokal b'zeh. And the minag is to be lenient. Avol miyaduah mafursim shamalacha shalein Yehudi shari. Whereas if it's clear that this is work being done for a non-Jew, that's certainly mutter. But if it's made for a Jew, then the minag is lahakal, but the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah didn't think that it was the right thing. Now further, the Ramah says, V'chein, nagu loses l'umnim enim yehudim l'sakin kelim chadashim tov zman zeh, k'dei shiyu mukhonim la'achra tainis. Miu tov l'mayit b'zeh b'mokim t'shefshir. The minag is to give a non-Jewish tailor, say, clothing during the 9 days for him to sew them up so that they'll be ready for after Tisha B'Av. And he says you should really minimize the lo odif mishar masu matan matinan. This is at least included in the halacha of being mamayit b'masu matan. So la halacha, one should really not be giving clothing to be fixed during the 9 days, or at least be mamayit in this, do as little of it as possible, because of the halacha of mamatin b'simcha.